This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. A man from a suburb of Dallas has been charged with capital murder after Saturday's attack on dozens of people at a Walmart in El Paso. KERA's Christopher Connolly went to the neighborhood where his family used to live to find out more about Patrick Crucius.
The suspected shooter, now in the custody of law enforcement, is 21 years old, and he's from Allen. The neighborhood where he used to live is a half hour north of Dallas, and it's standard upscale Texas suburbia. His family's old home, all the houses on this street, are two stories, brick and stone, with large trees and manicured lawns. Patrick Crucius graduated from Plano Senior High School. He attended 2 years of classes at Collin College, though it's not clear if he graduated. There's a letter from the college online that appears to have been posted by Crucius. It recounts an incident in which he was confronted by a professor and confessed to drinking before class last spring. Police in El Paso believe that Crucius also posted a manifesto before the shooting that used anti-immigrant and white supremacist language. His Twitter account, where he often tweeted about President Trump and his support for a border wall, has been suspended. Allen police say Crucius had no prior criminal behavior that the department was aware of and has no criminal record. A former neighbor told the Los Angeles Times that Crucius was a loner. In Allen, Texas, I'm Christopher Connolly.
The grandparents of Crucius say they're devastated and are praying for the victims. A family friend read Larry and Cynthia Brown's statement yesterday outside the couple's home in Allen. The Brown said Crucius lived at their home while he attended Collin College in nearby McKinney. He moved out 6 weeks ago. Officers from the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have been at the Brown's home since the shooting.